And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
The greatest in my bed undercovers when undercovers had raided. My presence is happy, belated, fashionably late. I'm just glad that you made it. The best is yet to come. I'm just glad that you waited. They all say they're real till it's time to appraise it. I seen them come and go. You only the latest, but who am I to judge? I'm crooked as Vegas.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those. And in my arrogance, took a camera pose. Caught with a trunk, the Barry Manilows. They sing a different tune when the slammer closed. From the concrete grew a rose. They give you rape talk, I give you faith talk. Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 846, part two. My name is Mike Steele Self, and I am here with two of the most amazing men that I've ever had the pleasure to be in the room with. First person I'm going to introduce is Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Okay. I feel like Halo. I feel like Batman. I feel like Halo Batman. What up, yo? It's me, the Tesla cyber attack. Woo!
Yo, I think the CIA just has like a whole division that like texts autistic people as Sonic the Hedgehog, seeing if they'll do pterodactyls. Like, hey, it's me, Sonic. What are you up to?
It's me, Shadow.
You can buy guns on the internet. You just print them out. They're like, what? Sonic?
Hey, it's me, Vector the Crocodile.
But yeah, he texts his girlfriend that it feels like Halo or Batman, and then he blew himself up with fireworks. Let's go. Blue wave, baby. We're resisting Trump, and we're fighting the good fight.
I think he must mean because like Batman has that tank Batmobile.
Yeah,
In Halo, yeah. I get what he means though.
No, but it's just like those like where they like post on the billboards your last drunk text, like it can wait.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's very funny to be like, what are your last texts? It's like, I feel like Halo, I feel like Batman.
Yeah, I feel like Halo, I feel like Batman.
Rest in piss, that retard. You killed yourself and no one else because of Elon's tank-like truck, right? Am I right? You see Ian Michael Chong try to do that one?
Who?
Like Ian Michael Miles Chong or whatever, that fucking fat Korean guy.
I've never heard of him.
No, I know who he is. I don't pay attention.
He was just like, thank God that it's built like a tank. Otherwise, more people would have been injured.
Well, Elon said that. He said the way it was built, that's why this blast went up instead of out. I mean, I don't know how true that is, but
Shut
that's
up.
What he said.
Thank God.
Well, this was the news. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. The next person I'm going to introduce, of course, happy birthday to you.
Now it's part two. It's not my birthday no more.
Happy birthday to you.
Now it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Jim Scampoli.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh, what is this? Who do we have here? It's part two. It's not my birthday anymore.
It's Rizzler cake.
Wow. I got a Rizzler cake, everybody.
It's a Rizz cake.
Blow out the candles, birthday boy.
They need to see the Rizzler.
Oh, he's on the other side.
Do the Rizz face next to him. How is he on the other side?
The Rizzler's on the blue side.
That's great.
I tried getting Corey, but
he kept
denying it.
Oh, he's like...
You want me to put it down?
You could take it.
I want to eat one of those Rizzlers. Can I eat a Rizzler?
Oh, yeah.
Can I eat a Rizzler, Jim?
I'll take one.
No.
What, Jim? Give me permission.
Jim stacks all three of them, throws them away.
The Rizz God himself. I mean, maybe later.
I'm eating a piece before I leave.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, we just started part two. Part we can't two. Be sitting there eating cake and chips and whatever.
Yeah,
the
what
fuck.
Is this? The New Year's hang?
Yeah, why not?
What is this? Cumtown? Thank you. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hi, retards. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
It's Jessica.
Oh.
I meant to call you in part one, Jim, but I wrote the number wrong down.
All right. Down That's wrong. All right.
But happy birthday.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I needed to call in for some advice. I need advice, you guys.
All right.
I've been thinking this all day. It's been on my mind. So
you wanted a hippopotamus for Christmas? His voice.
Well, yeah, I want Mudang for Christmas, of course, but no, I'm saying, okay, in the Piss Corps, we were talking about hooking up. And I'm trying to think, should I watch it or should I lose my purity?
Oh, the movie. All right. I was like, hooking up with who?
Well, but no, odds are we're going to watch it.
Yeah,
right?
You should.
Corey Feldman, guys, what's up with that?
No, you should wait until we watch it.
And then watch the content.
Are you guys watching it then?
We will eventually. What did we just want? We watched Craven.
Same vibe.
It was awful.
But didn't we watch a Corey movie not too long ago too?
The only one we finished was Meatballs.
I thought we. Oh no, we watched The Birthday.
Yeah, The Birthday.
Oh, I forgot
I guess that
existed.
Was,
oh, and
maybe that was
October
too.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Yeah, okay, The Birthday.
Okay, happy birthday, Corey. Happy birthday, yeah. Jim.
Oh, it's not my birthday. It's part two now.
It's a movie.
Yeah, what, Jim, why are you talking about your birthday again? It's your birthday.
It's part two. It's not my birthday. Well, no, I mean, you could watch it, but I don't know why you would. You should wait until the fellas at Jim and them watch it, and then you watch it with the commentary.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we haven't watched? Dream a Little Dream.
Yes. Or maybe
I have one last thing and then I'll let you guys go.
All right.
All right. I need to know, probably from Jeff, because he's the most fucked up one. What is the shittiest fucked up thing I can send Heather Dawn May in the P.O. box?
Oh, no. Yeah. What's the shittiest thing you could, the fucked up thing?
Love Left 2.0 box.
All right. Signed by Jim and them, right?
Oh,
yes.
Send it back to them with our stuff in it. Put our specials in it.
What was the thing?
Put a little kiss in it and, yeah, just give it back to
him. What was the thing during 9/11 people were afraid was going to be in envelopes? What was that?
Anthrax?
Yeah, maybe she'd think anthrax was in it because we signed it.
Well, I was thinking some bullshit because they live next to a cow pasture, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
No, don't send
her power lines.
She sucks, but let's not mail her animal feces.
Yeah, no.
This is from Jim.
Well, I'm trying not to do a felony here, so I just wanted to think of something fun and nice and shitty for HDM.
Probably like hooking up on DVD.
Yeah. Send him his own.
Yep, all right. Well, I'll wait to watch it with you guys. And thanks for everything and taking my call. And I appreciate you guys. Happy birthday, Jim.
Aww. Thank you.
First time calling in. Really enjoy you guys. And I hope chat is having a good time and everybody's having a happy new year.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the call in.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I love
her. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. I love when she sang My Ding-a-ling in The Simpsons. This is Jim's present. It's not rap.
Aw. You guys.
It's nice. Yeah, it's from both of us.
Mine's coming. I already told Jim. Mine's coming. It's probably sitting in my mailbox right now.
Ooh, it's a Spirit jersey. It looks like a Peanuts one.
I don't know if it's official.
It's not necessarily Spirit jersey. It's a crew neck.
But it's low key and high key. I think.
Ooh,
Peanuts Tennis Club.
Yeah, I was looking for Olaf. Snoopy's brother.
Is that Olaf's brother, Snoopy?
Yeah, I liked the color on it.
I can see you in that, Jim.
I could see you in the pit at like a turnstile show, and you're crowd killing people in that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got you a gift. Mike didn't.
Ooh, Mike.
Yeah.
No, Mike got me a gift.
You're right. Yeah, I saw Biden at part two. He's like, oh, shit.
Mike got me a Rizzler cake.
Yeah. No. I bet Stella did. Me and Stella both got you that cake.
I want that cake now. It's just mocking.
Yeah, we had the idea together, Stella and I.
You guys, man, I was completely surprised. I didn't know there was going to be birthday stuff.
Hell yeah, baby.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's why I was singing the song. You got to give her time to walk up the stairs and make sure the candles are lit.
Merry Christmas.
So speaking of birthdays, you guys remember Bad Baby?
Yeah.
What's her name? Something Brioli? Danielle Brioli?
Daniela Brigoli.
Yeah.
Daniela Bigel.
Wait, is that her?
Yeah, remember, she's the Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Did her face just change?
I mean, she probably has, like, even though she's pretty young, she's probably had fillers and weird shit done.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But anyways, she's... I mean, she was in, or at least, I was going to say in the news. But when I say in the news, I mean World Star. She was on World Star because, I mean, the last I'd seen, she was getting beat up by her boyfriend.
Yeah, she's on camera getting slammed.
But now I think she's talking about how she cheated on him with Chief Keef.
Nice. Upgrade.
I'm going to tell y'all my side of the story. How I found out up until now. So.
It doesn't even look like
if this all started. I'm gonna take y'all back to where this really started.
Yeah, really? Like, because her face looks completely flat.
She looks like stretched out. Like a completely different human. She doesn't even. Like, you know, when people get like plastic surgery and it's like them but different? This just doesn't even look like the same human.
Didn't she say she had like cancer at one point?
Oh, I missed that she did. Or was that Woe Vicky?
Lil Tay also had cancer, but
Woe Vicky told a lie recently that she got kidnapped or something, and then she made a video apologizing for it.
Oh, really? I just follow Woe Vicky. Woe Vicky's the only like black girl I'm like attracted to.
Let me see. What did Woe Vicky say recently?
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, you're talking about the white girl, white black girls.
Woe Vicky, the not black person.
Okay, yeah, watch one of her videos and tell me that she's not one of them.
Yeah, Woe Vicky's fake kidnapping sparks online fury. Victoria Rose told her 3.7 million followers she was kidnapped. Then she made a confession. So just it's all about clout these days. Whatever you can do for clout.
Yeah.
So me and Levon get into it. We was drunk. And sometimes, when we get drunk, we either fuck all night or fight all night. And you know, we get physical, whatever.
Whatever, so, you know, you saw him beat the shit out of me.
Me and Levon.
It really does see, going back to what you guys are saying, it really is almost like someone doing a sketch version of her. That's why it like looks like someone else.
Yeah, it's like
pretending
SNL.
To on, be her.
Yeah, like SNL, put on a costume that evokes it, and then there you go.
We're drunk, we get into it. I fucked up by calling Sosa.
Oh, she's like, so, I love Sosa.
I call Sosa and I'm like, yeah, we fighting.
Imagine blah, 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 you get in a fight with your girlfriend. You're like, I need to talk to Sosa. It seems like you both need some time away from each other to work on yourselves.
Basically, like, come get me. So, Levon.
Chief Keefe pulls up on a quad.
Me and Levon went to go lay down. I go to lay down with him. When I get in the bed, Sosa calls me. Levon answers my phone. It didn't say Sosa at the top or nothing. It was just the phone number. But Levon answers the phone and you hear Sosa's voice saying, Danny, what's up? Or Danny, where you at? So I was the one that cheated first. So
Then Sosa came over, started fucking LaVon. I don't know what.
I cheated by calling Sosa from the jump.
Yeah, who is this LaVon?
So, that's the guy that is their baby
after
daddy.
LaVon,
but is he like an influencer? Is he a rapper?
I don't know, because he's one of those just black guys that has a million followers that doesn't seemingly make music or do anything. It'll just say like SBIE management or something.
Well, do you TikTok dances?
No.
Huh. It's funny because I assumed it was like LaVon, like was the like his first name, like L-E-V-O-N or something, but his name is LaVon.
Oh, I thought it was, like LaVon was like his first name.
No, it's L-E space V-A-U-G-H-N. Who is Bad Baby's boyfriend? All about LaVon. Thank you, people.com.
People magazine, yeah.
She had a kid, too?
Yeah.
She had a kid last March. I didn't even know she had a baby.
Yeah, he body slammed it out of her.
It was pretty bad.
Ooh.
What? Oh, the Bad Baby?
Yeah, Jim.
They've been dating.
If you want Mike telling that joke, text 555 to Funny Mike Joke.
You're crazy.
We do have cell phone tones right now. I forgot to say.
He'd been dating since July 2020, and he appeared on her YouTube channel. He starred in other videos with his
LaVon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. The guy was like in the background, like oh, and he like held his chain up and went like oh.
He was popping up on her socials. She didn't appear on his socials until August 2023.
Pimp.
When is that they like, went to a concert.
Is that the making it official? Is that like the Facebook official?
That's kind of like, yeah, you love me. I guess 3 years into this, I can make this a thing. So who is this motherfucker? Yeah, we know. We've been dating since 2020. LaVon and Bad Baby's best friend answered questions about. Oh, he's a rapper, or is she the rapper?
They're both rappers.
Yeah. We just
Bonnie
connect.
And Clyde.
LaVon has a passion for fashion.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys on Instagram that wears pants. You're like, wow.
Obama.
Like,
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Jameson and Jack.
Hey.
LaVon highlights his unique personal style. From black and white spotted sweatpants to graphic t-shirts and Nike sneakers.
Jeff's right. First on the list. Yeah. There's a guy that wears pants.
He's one of those guys that has a million followers. He has two posts, and it's him doing like this with like big baggy pants on. He's like covering his face. And you're like, damn, Cardi did it again.
So like just like life on easy mode, apparently.
I mean, he's probably just a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like
life,
yeah.
AKA life on easy mode.
Yeah. The move used to be like you're a drug dealer to fund your dat piff and then your mixtape. Now you just wear pants on Instagram and sell drugs. It's awesome.
Do you guys really think Bad Baby would date a drug dealer?
No way. Is LaVon a rapper? Who cares? What, I don't even care.
Let's pull up, actually, this is his top five freestyles.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Is LaVon a throw your
lid,
swipe all your
home.
Stuff off the desk?
I tried to stop him from leaving, and when he was trying to close the door, I put my hand in the way, so he accidentally slammed my hand in the door. My hand was literally hanging. My teeth were loose. It was just a whole big thing.
Jeez.
So,
that's a big jump from slam my hand in the door. Oh, also, he punched me in the jaw.
Yeah, she's on chemo or whatever. Her teeth are falling out. She's turned it into a fly.
He mounted me like an MMA fighter. Just fucking ground and pound.
I'm trying to take pictures of my shoes.
E up, and I'm telling E, take me to the hospital.
Happy birthday, Jim. Might be a special call in soon from some celebs to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh,
boy.
Thank you, Eric.
Celeb college.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Meanwhile, the phone never hung up. The phone never hung up, so Sosa heard all this shit going on, right?
Oh, no.
So,
are you okay in there? Do you need me to call the cops?
So, right after that, I'm trying to wake E up to take me to the hospital because my hand is literally, like, hanging, like, fucked up. So, E's drunk as fuck. He's like, Danny, go lay down. And I'm like, bro, okay. So, I call Sosa, and I'm
Who's E?
Bro, I need to see a doctor.
I have no
idea.
I
need to go to the hospital.
That was a dumb
question. So, he comes and picks me up.
I don't even know why I asked.
And he calls, like, the house. We use the same house called doctor. So, he calls the doctor for me. The doctor comes. Looks at my wrist.
Me and Chief
Keef
had the same house called Doctor.
Yeah, what?
And yeah, what if Is Chief Keef gay? And the story is she needed help. Chief Keef came over and helped call a doctor for her. What a homo. He's supposed to like get head.
Well, but it's a doctor that gives you like pills.
Yeah, it's real
the nitrous doctor that Kanye was texting.
It's the Hollywood doctor that'll write any script you want.
Need some medicine. And I go to sleep. I stayed at Sosa's house that night. This was all at like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. So I took 2 Xanax, went to sleep.
Yep.
And didn't wake up till 4 or 5 o'clock.
3 days later.
I called E's phone when I woke up.
Now I'm in Glow Gang.
What year is it?
It's Christmas Day. I didn't miss it.
Ball out. Get the five cooked goose. Ball out to the courtyard.
Sure thing, not baby.
I still live here. See you, ball out.
When he called me, it was on FaceTime, and he Sosa got a whole bunch of shit above his bed, like the Glow Gang shit or whatever. Uh-huh. So E seen that and was like, "Oh my God, Danny, are you dead ass right now?" And I was just like, I fucked up bad. Like when I and then Sosa dropped me off back home.
Meanwhile, her arm's still broken backwards. This shit.
Her hand's dangling. She's fucking Sosa.
Danny, you serious right now? Oh yeah, you see me with Sosa? She's like, no, your arm is hanging off backwards.
Yeah, he's her arm's rubber, and he's just using it to jerk off.
Let's jerk it off.
When I got there, LeVon was boxing his stuff up in boxes. I was crying on the floor, screaming like, please don't leave me, our family, please don't leave me. So he left his stuff.
He said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
He ends up going to stay at a hotel for 2 weeks. And in these 2 weeks that he's gone, he meets Alabama.
I guarantee he's walking out the door. He's like, baby, I'm leaving.
Me and LeVon get back together after these 2 weeks.
I need a little bit of money.
I'm on Instagram. Me and E sitting in the bed, I'm on Instagram. And I click picture of Alabama on the Explore page, and I see it says follow. And I'm like, what? Alabama follow me? So I called Talon.
The state?
And I'm like, did something happen between us and Bama? Like, I'm confused.
No, you have the key to the city. State.
So Talon's like, oh, I had heard something about her and LeVon. But she was like, I didn't even think it was serious. I thought it was just made up, I didn't even tell you. I didn't want to work you stories. Up. So I call LeVon and I'm like,
just naming off all these people. We have no idea who they are.
Here we go.
I mean, maybe
Sosa,
we should.
LeVon.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Bupac? Where the fuck is the Rizzler? Where the fuck is Lil T Man? I don't know who any of these people are.
LeVon, you know this bitch? Like, so I'm texting LeVon. I'm on the phone with LeVon and I'm texting Bama, like, Bama, call me now. Like, what the fuck? Like, why am I hearing something about you and
first
my baby
testament.
Daddy? And she's like, what? No, never. And I'm like, girl, what? Like, be real with me. So she calls me and she's like, yeah, we met.
Yo,
and
you hooking up with my no good dirty dog of a baby mama?
LeVon didn't tell me the truth, nor did Alabama tell me the truth.
Alabama.
So
wait, so where did you hear about this? The news, you said?
Basically.
Our commentary is Alabama.
A couple weeks later, I'm in my mom's house in Florida. And LeVon not answering the phone, so I tracked the location on the car, and I see that the car is in Alabama's neighborhood. So I called Alabama, like, is LeVon at your house? And she was like, no, he's not. She was like, hold on, give me 5 minutes, I'm going to call you back. So she calls me, and she's like, yeah, my mom has it all on recording. She was like, yeah, we linked each other a couple times, but we never had sex. It wasn't like that. Like, he lied to me and told me that he wasn't him. First of all, he has my name tattooed on his neck.
I was just thinking that. I was like, just going to say that.
How the fuck are you going to say that he told you it wasn't him when you could have easily figured out it was him?
You just showed up in a mask or something?
Anyway, LeVon had an onion on his belt.
And then up
it was
until
the
now.
At the time.
So how you going to say, hold on 1 second.
Now, basically, she sent me, I posted something about her on my Finsta because it kind of ticked me off.
Did she say Finsta?
She did.
Oh, I love when people say Finsta. It's my favorite.
Well, do you think she's saying it like you do, you just say it to mean Instagram, or like what it actually is?
Is she talking about an actual Finsta?
She might be, because she is saying she talked shit.
Now that we're officially like a girly cast too, I think it could be say that we have more women that listen to us than men now on there.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a joke. But the thing about this is like this sounds like nonsense to us, and I see a couple different girls in the chat that are just like, oh no, like they understand what I'm saying. Because it's like a weird girl stalker methods or whatever. So I throw relocation on and I look it on and it sees Alabama just unfollowed me. So I looked in who he recently followed and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm never going to be in a relationship like this.
Well, that's because you keep your Finsta hidden. Mike's a big Finsta queen. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, Mike's got a Finsta.
The only person that knows my Finsta is Stella. That's how we plan the cake.
Yeah. It's Mike Steele with a K instead of an M.
Watching her live her life like she's not a fucking homewrecker, like she didn't cause me so many problems. I was a postpartum mom going through cancer, finding out that my boyfriend was cheating on me. My baby daddy was cheating on me. Like,
she had cancer?
I told you.
She just rushed, and this is not the first time she's done this to a girl.
She's like a long-haired version of Corey Feldman's girlfriend.
2 hours ago.
She's what?
Looks like a long-haired version of Corey Feldman's girlfriend.
Yeah, she needs more face tattoos, though.
Fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, she posted. She hit up my boyfriend as soon as I posted him. Like, this is something that this girl does. So even though LaVon is in the wrong, Alabama's even wronger, because a man gonna be a man, but bitch, you call yourself my friend. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like LaVon might be wrong.
So, anyways, I posted something about her on Facebook because I was ticked off watching her live her life like Shane Duvett, and I was just like, this bitch.
You know what? He might kick my ass and fuck me up and throw me down the stairs, but he's not my friend.
But daddy, I love him.
Yeah, he's like, where am I going to find another girl who gets in fights in pajamas at McDonald's?
Everything's fine and dandy. Like, bitch, you're a fucking homewrecker. Like, what the fuck?
I was just going to call him a homo.
Bitch, you get
you a homo.
Someone sent her the post from my Finsta, and she DMs me, and she's like, I don't want to be nothing like you, Dr. Phil, loser, bitch. And your bum-ass man keeps hitting me
up. Oh, you know that cut to the bone.
He wants me so bad. Confessing
calling her a
Dr.
Phil loser, bitch.
So, that's good.
Yesterday, she sends me, was it yesterday, the day before yesterday? The day before yesterday,
it does matter.
She sends me
a
screenshot yesterday of some messages from her LV, but she deleted the messages she had sent to him. Where the messages I posted yesterday, it was those messages. But LaVon ended up sending me the real messages where she was like, "Come to my house, come see me."
Yeah, put the fries in your twat, bitch. I don't know what you're talking about.
And LaVon told me that they never even was in Vegas with each other.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And the timestamp from when LaVon met her.
And then he said he wasn't even
up
him.
Up until now, he hasn't went to Vegas. He hasn't done no shit like that, so.
Dramatic pause.
So basically, she sends me a whole bunch of screenshots yesterday of messages from her and LaVon. LaVon saying they not real. I feel...
She a Photoshop.
I feel like
hoe.
They're real because I know how my man type.
It's like Corey.
The stuff that's being said is just like beyond me, honestly. Like the way, the fact
it's
that,
like, yo,
the,
my penis
like the bond
hard.
That me and LaVon have is close.
I mean, this.
The fact that he could send
who is this
messages
for?
Like this is just.
She's got fans apparently.
So
she's got
just,
millions of followers.
This is just meant to like address her fans about her life.
About
like,
what's whatever the rumors
Mike,
are like.
If Mike, you like me, here's an update from me. That's what this is supposed to be.
Mike, if you're going to be the second Mike on a girly pod, you're going to have to know how to kiki with your girls on there. This is the tea, Mike. Jim, this is the tea. This is how you tell people.
I suppose.
What's the tea, sis?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're YouTube drama, and we're moreover a girl cast.
Thing is, we would always be covering Bad Baby, though. We love a bad baby.
We actually have been Bad Baby back when we were the Wokest meme cast.
Yeah, Stewie rules.
Stewie.
Because he's a bad baby.
It's disturbing.
Okay, woo! You want this butt joke?
Me and LaVon have decided to break
go,
up.
Go, Mike, funny joke, too.
It was fucking bad.
I feel like our relationship has ran its course. I would never...
Who's on the line?
Hi. Hey, what's up? It's Bad Baby. You know who it is.
Oh, what's up?
I was just like taking a break from LaVon, and so I just wanted to call my man Jim. Wish him a happy birthday.
Aw, thank you so much, Bad Baby.
I got some white boys with me here, too, that want to say hi to you, too, and a happy birthday, if you're cool with that, all right?
Yeah, we love white
boys. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, it's Jake Perry. Hey, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Meet Jake Perry. And I got my best bud here, my best friend. Hey, guys, it's Corey. Happy birthday, Jim, but it's not my birthday. That's just the movie.
Wow, I'm surprised Jake would call in after he seemed pretty upset with us about getting our video taken down.
Hey, man. Hey, it's just, you know, it's art. Hey, it's just me and it's art, and I got to do it. I had to do it. Corey told me to. I did tell him to. That's true.
Well, I appreciate that you're being fair, much like we are to you and Corey. We appreciate that you're fair.
And you're all together right now. That's all that matters in one room, you guys.
We like to hang out on Friday nights, and we watch Jim and them. And we might have Heather Dawn May in the chat. You'll never know. But yeah, man, happy birthday. I hope you're having a good 22nd birthday of the 22nd day of the 22nd year. Ooh. And, you know, much love, like my son Horace Eisen would say, much love.
Wow, thank you so much, man.
Obama. All right.
That baby should have been set up for adoption just like her cum
daughter.
Later,
brother.
Just like her cum daughter.
All right. Well, we could take a quick Bad Baby break. Let's get some cake. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, yeah. Put a TikTok, knock your feet out, your socks, or whatever. I think I'm close. TikTok.
No, we got to do the other one.
Oh, my God. Ronnie.
We got to do
white J's. White wrist. White horse.
This shirt's
high
hard.
Bitch. High bitch.
Wait, what is the significance of this?
Just
I
song?
Do not sniff in the rolling.
Oh, rap. She has music?
Yeah, we listen to it all the time. Like every episode for a while.
I don't remember that at all.
Because there's always white horse.
High bitch.
Yo, proud of my teeth when I pop out.
Is this
my pocket,
Sosa?
I stand out.
I think it's like Smoke Perp or something, or Lil Pump. There was a big year for Lil Pump. Then he became Lil Pimp because of Trump.
Watch how she rub on my wood.
Wait, why is that?
I know that
Trump just accidentally called him Lil Pimp once.
Oh. He's like, I got a great guy here, Lil Pimp.
Which is funny because Trump rhymes with Lil Pump.
Yeah. No, because he had a song like Trump, Donald Trump. Or, yeah, something. He's like this, but he's like, Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
I feel like this is all music now.
This is like 4 years ago, though. If anything, it's more advanced now. Lil Pump, he got left behind.
I'm out of touch.
Hi, bitch.
She ain't got FaceTime, I'ma Skype it. Get ahead one time, tell her bye, bitch.
I don't remember who was all on Hi, bitch. This and Gucci flip flops were very good.
Is that the song or the rapper?
It's the song. Oh, Gucci flip flops is a rapper that I know of yet.
I say Gucci flip flops sounds like so, like it could be some rapper.
Yeah, for sure. Pooh Shiesty.
I don't know if you remember this, but I thought you made up Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah.
And whenever you bring him up, I was like, oh, it's just a fake Jeff-like character.
Well, I was like, spot of God, we got together with Pooh Shiesty and released a new track. Yeah.
Pooh Shiesty just sounds like a made up
man, with spot of God of YBN.
I just can't tell what's real anymore.
And then Lil Mosey comes in.
This is terrible.
Hey, you know what?
It's
good.
It's terrible, but it's also like, it sounds exactly like stuff that people like, so I guess whatever.
It's terrible, but someone says it's good, so who am I?
Yeah, who am I to judge? I like pop punk music and hardcore music, so.
Oh, this is way better than that. Hi, bitch. I'm spin kicking some 12-year-old. Hold on, wanna jump me? Get
us some mama. Comas on top. Is this Bad Baby again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Out.
She is doing fast rapping, Jeff. Here's the thing, Jeff, you gotta give it to her.
Yeah. She's like Eminem. My name and their mouth hope it tastes like shit when they say it. Cake's right there. Jim lied. He just left.
I think he went to your time and place. Sucked his beloved.
Yeah. He's like, you're embarrassing me right now. No way, like, the Rizzler. She put it down at least. Fucking 32 bars.
Do you think she wrote this?
There was something, this is unrelated, but definitely there was something about the neighborhood wigger girls that would like make me have a boner for sure. Like this type of girl. Like I said, get a fight at McDonald's in pajamas.
Well, in a weird way, maybe it's their hair and makeup, but they're like,
their shit's all pulled back.
Yeah, they're goth adjacent almost.
Yeah, they're goth adjacent.
Like not on purpose, just accidentally.
Yeah, like a Gianna Michaels type.
Like you look at her right there. Look at that baby right there.
Yeah, like a Philadelphia pig, a Philadelphia set.
If you said that she was like some fucking like
she works with you at Taco Bell. It's your first job.
Yeah,
and you got rock hard. You're beating it in the bathroom, thinking about Lillian, like the really mean girl who already had a baby. YJ, white horse, white race. You're like. Yeah, sometimes we hung out after work one time. She got drunk and we didn't fuck, but I fucked her.
Like if she wasn't ghetto, she'd look like Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
You work with her.
You work with her at Best Buy and she gets pregnant by one of the managers.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
She gets dropped off
one of the black guys that already has a wife gets pregnant.
Well, different guys drop her off at work every day, and you're like, oh,
in her car. They drop her off in her car and drive away in her car because they use her car during the day. That's my favorite. That's my favorite guy move on there. And especially skinny black guy will do it to fat white women all the time where they drop them off in their car for work and they go use their car to, I don't know what they do, smoke black and mild somewhere, be unemployed around town. Woo, skinny black guys rule. But guys rule too also. Like if you have no dignity, you can really just set up shop. I guess it's true for women too, but you can... Is this the flip flop song? It starts like a Fallout song?
It's like a black and white TV.
Yeah.
You said that was the other good song, Jeff.
No, yeah,
so
this song actually
you.
Is bangs. This song bangs like Future.
Yachty's on this. It's for you, Jeff.
I do like Gucci flip flops.
I'm dedicating this song to Jeff. This a big watch. Diamonds
dripping off with a clock. Yeah. Two to six out. Winter time. She's like drunk at your job.
Dude, you're right. This song's good.
You don't like it?
Well, no, of course not.
Big clock. Check the wristwatch.
Is she a very young girl? She sounds very young in this song.
Oh, yeah. She was like 16 or something. She turned 18, dropped it on OnlyFans, and made like a couple mil.
Are real OnlyFans or fake ones?
Real? Well, no. Didn't get naked. Just like shook her boobs around, but made a bunch of money.
That's what I mean by like a fake one.
Because everyone redshirted her because she was like a 15-year-old with huge tits. So everyone's like, all right, we'll see what's going on.
Red shirted her.
Yeah.
That's a good term.
And she even, like, to her credit, she was like, y'all are the sickos that made me a bunch of money. Because the second she turned 18, she made like $8 million. To just
Jesus.
Be like, let's pull up the gifts.
Ah, nah. We don't need gifts of that.
There's no tits, Mike. Just rap, real raw rap. Yachty. Lobo.
I got big guap, pussy on. Who's this? This is what Lil Yachty sounds like?
Yeah, he sounds like a rugrat.
He has a deeper voice than I thought he had.
Yeah. Yeah, Lil Yachty's great. Lil Bo.
Is Lil Yachty great?
I like Lil Yachty.
Like, still?
Yeah. I mean, I don't listen to him, apparently. Yeah.
Hi, little girl. You're so cute. Is your mommy home?
Bitch, I am my own mommy the fuck.
So mom's not home?
Bitch, you just hired me the fuck. I know I ain't speaking Chinese.
Am I at the right house?
Yeah, bitch, you must have the wrong house. The fuck you got going on? Your ugly ass milk trying to poison me and shit. I don't know where the fuck you got that milk from. Definitely ain't I no fucking cow.
Oh, this doesn't make you hard, Mike? It's like a white chola.
It's David's face.
Oh, okay. Like you hit your bitch in the side. This a big watch. Diamonds dripping off. It's a white cholo in like yoga pants yelling at you. Give it to their pussy ass. Turn this shit up. Yeah, we're at leisure every day, so. It's
a big clock. Shake the wrist watch. Gucci flip flops.
I'm wearing Lululemons, bitch. This a big watch. Diamonds dripping off for the clock. Diamonds dripping off the clock. It's a big watch. Call it wristwatch.
Atrocious. just atrocious.
Brodacious? You said bodacious. Bodacious? Mike said bodacious. Gucci bodacious. Gotta get me sensation salacious. Motion, ocean, what's that potion? Whatever song we were singing. Where did Jim go? This is a mystery. The cake's right there. He's going to come up with a contraption that cuts a cake in one slice.
What if he had one of those giant...
Oh, is this her Kendrick song?
I don't know.
Yeah. This is her song with Kendrick.
I just chose the next one that was on line.
What are you doing, big baby? I'm hanging out with baby. Big baby! It's like when Gucci Mane had a mixtape with V Nasty. Remember the lady that would hang out with Krayshawn that would say the N-word?
Yeah, she got pregnant and couldn't rap anymore.
I'm surprised you know as much about V Nasty.
You guys talked about her on the show a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's because of me.
It was insane how much her, V Nasty, Lil Debbie, and then the other one.
She has a great mixtape with Gucci Mane that I bought at Best Buy on CD on there. And it's called BTL. Check out BTL with V Nasty saying the N-word and Gucci Mane. She's a white woman. A white stud, if you will.
Just like, whoa,
this
Ricky.
Is like, is this her like conscious rap? She's like rapping over. I go, okay, it's me and the alchemist. I'm going in.
Well, she's calling herself Danielle Bregoli.
Oh, that's when Daniel Bregoli comes out. It's like Mad Villain and fucking MF Doom. Tortilla, Dorito, tortilla. I like Mike on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
What do you want to listen to?
When it's a Mike Steele music show, we listen to nothing but Bad Baby. So is it
Deep Bad Baby?
This is stupid, but was it ever confirmed that it's supposed to be Baby? It's not like saying Barbie, but like
Bobby?
Bobby.
I'm sure at least seven times per track she's like, it's Bad Baby, bitch.
That's true. Because I always thought it was supposed to be Bad Bot, like if I'm a Bad Barbie.
Bobby. Like she has a Boston accent. It's Bad Bobby. I'm really bad at being a Bobby.
I always thought it was supposed to be Barbie.
Yeah.
But Baby makes more sense.
I don't... She's not from Boston.
Yeah, well, that song was bad.
Okay. What about Bad Baby featuring ELO? See if someone made that. That would probably be good.
See if someone made that.
I'm just spitballing here. Call me Grok. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Bad Baby.
Electric Light Orchestra. Do Bad Baby Nightcore. Let's see if there's a Nightcore remix. If we're on the ones and twos, this is our radio show. On their Bad Baby Nightcore.
There's a lot of Electric Light Orchestra and then a lot of Bad Baby.
Okay.
But neither of the... Never shall the twain meet.
Okay, so we're going to have to mix it live. Okay, just do Bad Baby Nightcore.
Okay, let's see some Bad Baby Nightcore.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It's a type of EDM.
Oh, I remember Nightcore.
It's all sped up.
Okay. Here's the one with the most views.
Okay.
So it's got two anime tracks.
Okay, that's a good start.
Go bitch, go bitch, go bestie.
Yep.
Can't fuck with these hoes cause they messy. Go bitch,
Is making her sound like that a part of Nightcore?
Yeah.
What if I search Bad Baby Nightcore, like the TV show?
Okay, yeah. Bad Baby Nightcore ELO. Hey, shawty, she gon' ride, she gon' die for me. I know all my niggas, they gon' fight for me. I be going up when you going down. You can't say the N-word in Nightcore. This isn't Nightcore. Every time I'm on the scene, I be tooling
up. When you coming through, I see to put your... Yeah, Nightcore.
You can't say the N-word in Nightcore. You have to take two letters off.
You know what? All of the videos are about her and this Alabama person.
Okay. Is there Alabama Black Crows?
Maybe Alabama looks like a weird Bratz doll.
Well, maybe she covered like the Black Crows at one point.
Jim, we couldn't find any mixtures of ELO and Bad Baby.
Yeah.
I know.
Do ELO Skrillex.
Okay.
Let's see. ELO Skrillex. Instead of BBL Drillex,
No, it's all just Skrillex.
Okay. What about Skrillex Gold? Or do Calvin Harris.
Okay. Calvin Harris, what, Bon Jovi, probably?
Yeah. Let's see. We should make an app that AI mixes these.
Whoa! There's a Bon Jovi Calvin Harris.
Okay.
It's Let's Go on an Epic Prayer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah! Oh! Yeah. Night Court. Night Court.
Right, hold on.
Night Court. Night Court. Actually, yeah, I gotta be the guy behind you.
Here's the thing, everyone's like, we miss Jim. When Mike and Jeff, they just play. Oh shit, now it's Bon Jovi, Jeff. You're missing it. Here's the thing, everybody. This is so bad.
Shout out to George Floyd and his family.
See, when we used to do Jake and Them, it was bad as like a goof. But Mike and Them is bad. It's just a bad thing. You gotta do the thing where it's like a spin it, or like a flip of something last second. Oh shit, I fucked up. I should put my hand up and stood backwards. You know what? Pretending to be a DJ is not as easy as everyone acts like it is. Everyone acts like being pretending to be a DJ is so easy.
Do it for the podcast.
You know what?
Do it for the podcast.
Jeff, I'd go so far as to call this Cocoa Bombs.
We're going Cocoa Bombs. DJ Cocoa Bombs in the building.
DJ Cocoa Bombs. No, this doesn't bang.
The CIA has hacked me. I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's Vegas. Wait, no, it's not. I thought that was our giant green mantis.
Nothing's on screen, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Only I can see.
DJ Mike, nothing's on screen.
DJ Mike.
We're still looking at Bad Baby. You can play her talking over this if you wanted to. I'm just fucking tripping on acid. Acid for a while.
Is Calvin Harris popular?
Calvin Harris, look up Calvin Harris, George Floyd.
Nah,
it's good.
Jim, we discovered what Cocoa Bombs is. It's Bon Jovi meets Calvin Harris. Thank you. Cake is so moist.
I don't know how to cut it. It was because it's so tall.
Yeah, well, it's so moist.
So it like crumbles when I try to cut it.
That's all good. You know what? On Great British Baking Show, they say that depending on the type of cake, it's okay if that happens.
Ah, all right, all right.
I want to try the Rizzler cookie.
Well, if you want to throw on more Calvin Harris, we could just eat cake.
There's a Cocoa Buns channel.
Okay.
Buns or Bonds?
Cocoa Buns.
Ah.
They're just opening NBA cards. There's one video.
Okay, guys, today we are ripping 2020 Donruss Optic basketball mega box. 14 mega box exclusive Purple Shock Prisms.
Let me see.
Got this off of the,
so, yeah, I mean,
off of the Target drop.
It was a surprise. I had no idea. I had no idea that
let's open it.
Stella got me this great cake with the Rizzler
really good.
Oreos.
It's such a fun idea having the Rizzler. You know what, Jim?
Let's hope for some.
I don't know the Rizzler personally. One, I think the Rizzler would like you. But two, I think the Rizzler, if you met him, he would be stoked that it's your birthday.
Yeah. I think I was just surprised in the moment because I was still like trying to bring in part two. that I don't think I properly reacted. I was just kind of like, ah, don't cut the cake. We got to get to the bad baby segment.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
Yeah, but that's I wasn't trying to do that. No. I was just like, oh, people watching don't care that it's my birthday.
Oh, that's the trauma talking.
But they do.
Well, that's the thing, too.
Let's get to it.
I shit on Gen Zers a lot as we watch Coca Buns unpack NBA wow. cards while we eat a Rizzler cake, but we have the best show. And that's on Skibbity.
Yeah, Coca Buns is opening a 2020 Panini Donruss Optic Basketball NBA Mega Box.
Are any sports cards valuable anymore that aren't signed by an athlete?
Thomas Bryant.
I know that none of us are experts, but I'm just, it feels like that's the only thing, right? Like Pokemon cards and stuff are worth something, but I gotta imagine the only sports cards that are worth anything are ones that an actual athlete
signed. What about a rookie card?
Ricky Rubio.
Well, yeah, same thing. I could get a rookie card or a one of one and then have someone sign it.
What about a Rizzler cake?
There's nothing more valuable than a Rizzler cake.
Because, yeah, it does kind of feel like... yeah, is the Rizzler just paper on this cookie? Yeah, all right.
You gotta feel it's an edible print.
Well, even if you get a cool card, like there's a million cool cards. You have to get it signed or graded or whatever.
Because I know sometimes they do like one of one. But also, like, it's about. Only as valuable as it is, and I can't imagine that sports
cards. Oh my God! Staunch TV's in the chat. We're talking about you earlier, brother. Where were you?
Wait, who's that again?
Aiden Rodriguez.
Oh shit, Aiden!
Oh yeah,
Aiden. We were literally talking about you. Aiden, here's the thing. I know that you think he's saying outside the box.
Yes, call in.
We listened to it a couple times, and we're with you on the box part. It does sound like. Upon listening a couple more times, you can make yourself hear box, kind of. But I really, the beginning does not sound like he's saying outside.
Yeah, we're talking about Don Dawkins, by the way.
Yes. It sounds like he's like, maybe it's not Coco, but it's like the consonants are there. I don't hear outside.
Coco's the only part I feel like is clear.
Yeah,
like
I really.
He's saying Coco Bonds.
Like it sounds like Coco Bonds or Coco Box. If I'm being generous, it really doesn't sound like outside the box. And I was so excited when Jim told me.
His name's pronounced Adon.
Oh, Adon. Okay, Adon. That actually makes sense because right, I kept saying it didn't have an I in it.
Yeah.
Adon, yeah. So Adon, I was so excited when I heard that you were like, guys, this is what he's saying. And I was like, oh, I was thrilled. But dude, we've listened to it like over and over. I don't hear outside the box. I don't.
Just before I edited the thing, trust me, just before he said Corey is an outside the box guy, but I cut it out. So what did you cut out?
I put Coco Buns in post.
Like yeah, did you overdub
twice?
Did you overdub Coco Buns on that?
Why did you choose Coco Buns?
Do you have the
the masters?
Yeah, do you have the masters? Do you have the clean footage? Because we really don't think he's saying out of the box. You think he's saying Coco Buns.
Yeah, Eric will pay you for the masters.
I want to be proven wrong. I can't hear it.
And also, did you fucking rat us out to Jake Perry?
Oh,
that
yeah.
sack of shit?
Yeah.
Jake Call Perry. In. What are you doing, Adon?
Jake Perry, more like fake scary. Right. We ain't never scared.
Did you rat us out to your sack of shit friend, Jake Perry, or what? It's my birthday, Staunch.
On your birthday, he does this.
Adon, when we saw your name in the credits, we all cheered.
Yeah
we did.
We were pretty
sure
we
called you Rodriguez, and I think your name's Gonzalez.
We were stoked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Hey, we just met. We don't know your name, man. He says Jake's the man. I highly doubt it. Get him to call in. Let's just have. Let's get on a. Yeah, Jake Spraggles. Let's all get on a fucking party chat. And let's hash this out.
Yeah, 97 mano
e mano e mano e mano e mano.
Maybe Jake's one of those guys that like you have to know him in person. Like he's just an excited guy. Mm. You don't think so? Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah. Because I saw the picture of him in the DeLorean with the almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And they were clowning on that image, and I'm like, here's the thing. Jake seems like a big sack of shit because he got our YouTube video pulled down. But in that picture, he's doing nothing wrong in that photo, in that photograph.
Mm.
And maybe he's just like me. Maybe Jake Perry is just like me.
Mm.
But maybe not.
You're a piece of shit.
Well, he says, oh, man, we all see the hater videos. You can't really avoid it if you're a Feldman fan online. Multiple people hit me up.
That's great. That's great.
Whoa, really?
That's awesome.
Like, you're in the new one.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, we cheered for you in the credits, though. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, we were so stoked.
Yeah.
When your name showed up.
We actually got this cake for you.
Because I think even before you showed up, we're like, oh, shit, is he? And we were calling you Aiden at the time, so I apologize. We're like, oh, shit, is he going to show up? Uh-oh. Right.
It was Aiden himself.
What? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't hear myself. Yeah, we were so excited when we saw your name.
Yeah, but whatever. Did you rat us out? Did you
yeah,
do you like
still
us?
Ratted us out.
Do you even like me?
Get like goddamn me, Jake Perry on the line. Stat. It's my birthday.
You could do this on my birthday week.
We're sitting here watching Coco Buns because of your edit.
I know. Literally, you came in. We have Coco Buns on.
We
there.
Literally we searched yeah. Coco Buns, and this is what we found on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is this guy opening packs of cards.
And listen, I doubt
we
Duncan,
know you're not a magician. That sound, it's terrible. Whoever recorded yeah. the sound, it's all white noise. You did your best. But it's Coco Buns.
Yeah, I feel like it's unlikely that Dawkin from the band Dawkin, Rockin' with Dawkin, was comparing Corey to this guy with one video of him opening sports cards. I doubt
it. Yes, there's no way.
Is there a chance?
Maybe.
Anything could happen, but
wait,
I doubt
out
it.
Of the box of sports cards, tops, top yeah, dog, Top Gun, Tom Cruise.
Coca Buns.
Coca Buns.
Actually, let's
see. Sounds like Coca Buns.
Tom Cruise, Coca Buns.
Let's go to it real quick. That prove us wrong.
I unearthed a ton of personal assistant. Dream came true. My 35 years.
Wait,
instantly went.
Okay, yeah, hold on.
So I tried
let's
watching
try
his
hearing
mouth.
It again for Coco Buns. I mean, for out the box. Hold on. Let me go back to how we... Because, yeah, he made it... Does he say it twice? I edited it.
Maybe he's saying he cut out, like in the footage that they have. He like, something like, man, he's outside the box. I like, just like I said earlier, he's just an outside the box kind of guy. Like, he repeats himself.
He's
that
an
out-of-the-box
guy. Out-of-the-box guy. Let's listen for it.
Viral.
Corey is out of the box, and that's just the way Corey,
Corey is out of the box. I heard it.
Kind of.
I heard it.
Hold on. I think I did kind
of
hear
Corey
it there,
is
too.
Out of the box.
I
what
think
the
I kind of heard it.
What the fuck?
Latest single, Go For It, and the segment instantly went viral.
Corey is out of the box, and that's just
no,
the
I didn't hear it that time, it. Though. I lost it. I had
it's,
it for a second,
it's like
I feel,
the,
too.
You're right. It is like the, is this dress black and blue, or is it white and gold? Because, like, I just can't, I cannot hear it.
The first time I heard it, it's almost like they have those ones where it's like they write, this is what he's saying, and they also said, like, oh, this is what he's saying. It's the same mumble. It
right.
sounds completely...
Yeah, I just can't hear it. I mean, here's the thing. I trust him, but it seems impossible. It's like sleight of hand. If he's somehow saying it, he found a way to say it without where it sounds like Coco Buns.
Corey and his band performed his latest single, Go For It, and the
you know
segment
what?
Instantly went viral.
Corey is out of the box, and that's just the way Corey is.
I'm still hearing Coco Buns.
I can't hear it. You know what? If people like the hater videos, or not like them, if he says that like they know about the hater videos, what are they going to think about us watching Corey talk about going viral? Because we love him in that interview.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
In fact, we hate the two guys that are with him. Yeah. Corey's killing it.
Every time there's like a long break and we do it again, I hear it. And then the second time you play it a second time, it's Coco Buns.
I just can't hear out of the box.
Corey maybe is. It's like a weird pause. He goes like, Corey is out of the box.
I think my brain's broken at this point. I'm never going to be able to hear it as anything else. You know, when you listen to a song a long time and then you find out the words are different and like technically, like intellectually, you understand it, but you can't hear it that way. That's what I am.
All right. Well, let's try listening. Yeah. What you just said, Jeff, and Hugo's saying it in the chat. Corey is pause out of the box.
Okay.
Corey is pause out of the box.
Corey and his band performed his latest single, Go For It, and the segment instantly went viral.
Corey is out of the box, and that's just the way Corey is.
I still don't hear it.
I just hear Coco Buns.
Actually, yeah, was it Udun?
Adan.
What do you have to say about the audio levels on this on this documentary, my guy?
I think it's exactly...
What do you have to say about all the white noise, all the audio changes?
I think he saved it. He did the best he could.
Or did he?
I think that he was given audio that was of someone essentially whispering, and he's like, either we cut this out entirely, or it goes in with a bunch of white noise and no subtitles.
Oh, Adan. Thank you. Adan. Adan, what do you have to say? What did these levels look like on this audio?
Oh, yeah.
When you fired this up on the timeline using Premiere, I assume?
Sony
Vegas?
Final
Cut, maybe? You had to crank up these levels or what? We're hearing a lot of white noise in some of these edits.
Yeah, he's getting like WAV files for audio for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. He said, yeah, we did what we could.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Hey, you know what? Yeah.
What's this we shit? Because Jake Perry did not do what he could.
Yeah.
What he could have done is recorded the audio properly.
Wait till the second video goes up. Before you guys flag it and take it down, just watch it first and you'll hear us defend you every time the audio is blown out.
Not me, though. I would never do that. I would never
defend him. Jim, we're always fair.
That's true.
You included.
We are always fair.
Tough, but fair.
Jake Perry would even admit it himself. I mean, him and Corey called in not too long ago to wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. But he also said that he might be 2020 dead.
Oh, that's true. He did say he'd bring death to Jim and them.
Yeah.
I can also say that this is the box set version. Is that one more fucked up? Because that's funny if there's a better version.
Yeah, this is
that's
the box.
That's what he said in there. He said, I can't say this is the box set version. He's confirming it. So.
Well, also, Robin in the YouTube chat makes a great point. The footage was literally filmed in an audio recording studio. Nobody thought to fire up a boom mic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what, is there a better version out there? Not the non-box set version?
Either that or he's just confirming authenticity. He's like, yep, this is the one.
When he mentioned when he was listing the cameras that he shot it on, one of them was an iPhone, what, a 7?
7 Plus.
7 Plus. That's probably what it was, and so the audio was not good, and they'd like, blow it up.
Yeah, but why not just record the audio normal?
Hey. You're asking me to do miracle work as far as explaining what Jake Perry was doing.
Well, yeah.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Obama. That I want to remain anonymous. That does not matter. Jim, happy birthday. And I just want to appreciate you guys for always being fair about Corey Feldman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, especially for him to call us a hater channel when we're nothing but fair.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Fair. Yeah.
Especially when it comes to Corey Feldman.
I feel like we're fair. And unfortunately, the material we're given forces us to land on the negative side more often. But hey, watch us talk about Corey in that going viral interview. We figured it out. Corey with sunglasses
on. Watch us in any Corey video we have.
But Corey without the sunglasses, I think that's the magic. That's the magic, man. That cake was fucking good.
Yeah.
That cake was so good.
Yeah. The fairest of them all, Amira would say.
Hell yeah, Amira
about the Jim and Them podcast.
Yeah, the magic face in the mirror when asked about us, that's what he would describe us as.
Let me see. Oh, before we finish up here, I don't even remember this, but apparently we did find Dr. Pepper Guy on New Year's Eve.
Yes, because in the pumpkin video in the bottom, one of the Twitter handles said Dr. Pepper Guy, and I was like, wait, is that why you call him that? And you're like, shit, I never noticed that before.
But he also, Dr. Pepper Guy, before I remembered that we found him, I was perusing WorldStar, and maybe a good friend of ours pops up in this video.
Oh, shit, is it him?
Oh, I've seen this. This is good.
Is it he who is him?
You got any weapons on?
Actually, hold on. Do I have the other ones to set up in case people don't know who Dr. Pepper guy
is? The guy that stalks people like Batman, he just somehow appears. Yeah. Remember he's chasing the guy through the store and he gets around the corner, he keeps popping.
For people that don't know, there are these, you know, the new crazy clout videos are like really beating the shit out of predators. Like you lure a predator into public and then you kind of beat the shit out of them. In front of everyone. So you can kind of already see Dr. Pepper Guy in this video. He's got the Dr. Pepper shirt. It's so funny that he is literally, his at is Dr. Pepper guy.
Yeah, like, that's what shocked me. I was like, oh, that's why they call him Dr. Pepper guy.
No, no, we just called him it because he's always wearing that shirt. Because
I would have called him Pumpkin guy.
That's smart branding, though.
Well, it's great that, yeah, he is aware of it. He makes sure whenever they go out to their Predator stalking videos, he wears his Dr. Pepper shirt.
He's like, this shirt used to be white, then we got a bunch of Predators.
Austin, Texas, trying to pick up a little boy.
So watch Dr. Pepper guy. He's the one that always comes through with the big hits.
Yeah, this was mid-October, you know, holiday season.
James, you said you were going to give him a kiss.
I got my pink shirt.
James, you said you was
going
to give him a kiss.
Quit fucking touching his shit, man.
Don't touch me. Hey, you ain't touching me. Don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. Please.
Boom! Dr. Pepper guy smashes him in the back of the head with a pumpkin. So that's one of Dr. Pepper guy's claims to fame right there.
He really could have killed him so easy.
Yeah, he totally
could. Like, lower hit him in the spine, or if his head bounced off the fucking ground.
Yeah, these vigilantes are reckless.
So yeah, you know, what's great is when he'll just pop up. He'll just pop up in other videos. So they caught this other Predator at a CVS or a Walgreens or some shit, or a dollar store.
Every time he pops up, he has like a Valentine's Day heart, or he has like a fucking, yeah, like a different holiday thing you throw at him.
No, no. Check his pockets.
I ain't got nothing.
You hear me, little girl?
They're asking if he has weapons?
Yeah.
Stop telling the truth.
Oh, he's
bald. Stop telling the truth.
I'm not the one.
We're going to have to call the police.
Jim, this is like the guy on Soarin' where he has to take off his mouse ears and he's got a terrible hairline.
Yeah. Great ref.
Thank you.
Fuck your hat. Tell you why I hear him in a little girl.
No, I didn't see no girl.
Pull out your phone. What you mean?
I didn't know see no girl, man. I don't know what
you're talking
about.
Pull out your phone. Your phone's ringing. Fuck your fucking phone.
Man,
pull out your phone.
Don't hit me.
What's up, man? Pull out your phone.
Look who's behind him. Dude.
The Dark Knight.
The last thing you want is when you're trying to get away from guys that are like sucker punching you and shit, yeah, is to turn around and Dr. Pepper guys, yeah, in your fucking lane, dude.
They're goon enforcer.
Thank God that Dr. Pepper helped me.
Now, this is a longer...
Yeah. You're thinking, oh, good, Dr. Pepper's here.
This is a longer video. You don't see a ton of Dr. Pepper guy in this one, but he does come through. Like, Dr. Pepper guy has a mission in like every one of these videos, and he always tries to fulfill that mission.
Well, you really like freeze this and do the like the Quentin Tarantino like wee, 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 wee.
Hit me. Oh,
what's up, man?
Hey. Watch your phone.
Oh!
You hitting me, little girl?
I will police charge you.
I don't give a fuck. You hitting me, little girl?
I will police charge you. I'm calling the police.
Excuse me, everybody. It's me right here.
Dr. Pepper's outside. I kick his leg.
We know you're in the Toyota Highlander. We know you're in the Toyota.
That's a nice
Highlander.
Hurdle.
Yeah. Oh, he's not. He's fading fast.
He's got no plan.
Oh, he went in a ditch.
Back out, trying
he's
to
running
be
through
a
wet
girl.
Cement.
Yeah, he gets stuck. He's on a construction site on like a high beam. Whoa.
Is his ass hanging out, or is he just wearing?
Yeah,
like, his ass skin, is hanging out.
Because the guy's like butt cheeks out. Dr. Pepper's gonna drop kick him from the left somehow. Boom.
Oh, wait, hold on. Real quick, because Adon's leaving.
Oh.
Because it's real, really. What did he say? And just being a struggling editor and legit fan of the guy, it's pretty dang cool. Peace, guys. Good luck.
Take it easy,
thank
dude.
You, man.
Good thanks for you. Stopping by. And thank you for
thanks
trying
for hanging, my dude.
To tell Coca-Bons. Us what Coca Bombs meant.
You should have called in, though.
Yeah, I genuinely appreciate it.
I heard it. I heard it. I want to believe. I want
to
believe.
Minneapolis, trying to meet a little girl. Where are you going? Where you going? Hey, call the police like you said. Where you going? Didn't you want to meet a little girl? Didn't you want to meet a little girl, though? So just tell the truth. Pull your phone out.
Time out.
What you mean you swear?
I swear to God.
What you mean you swear?
I swear to God, man.
Pull your phone out and show me that.
Oh!
Predator going down. Where's your keys at, bitch?
Where's your keys at, bitch?
What's up? What's up? Hey, he's a child predator.
What's great is cars keep pulling up and the cars are like, beat him up. Yeah. The cars are rooting the dude. They somehow know. Actually, I assume if you live in this town, you must know these guys.
Yeah.
Sure.
You probably see them beating people up all the time when you're going grocery shopping.
Yeah. Hey! I assumed that the car honking was Dr. Pepper guy pulling up. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, email me, he says. All right, we'll email you, Stunch TV.
Give me my keys back. Where's your keys?
Go get your keys. You better put that shit down.
Beat his ass. He's a pedophile.
Hey, put the rock down. Put the rock down. Put the rock down right now.
I mean, the thing is, if you're holding the rock, don't put it down.
No. Yeah. Well, these guys
are trying to trick you.
But they're like, yeah, don't fight us because we're going to fight you instead.
So keep the rock. The rock's the only thing from keeping them from just shoving you and punching you.
The camera pans a little bit to the Dr. Pepper guy holding the biggest rock you've ever seen.
Hey, go get your keys and go.
He's here to be a child. He's here to be a 13-year-old girl.
Hey, put the fucking rock down. That's what I'm doing. Put the fucking rock down.
Don't drop the rock.
Put the shit down.
Beat your fucking ass, boy. Just put the rock down and talk.
So I'm not doing anything, man.
I never in my life did it.
Yeah, hey, I mean, again, I say this every time, but these guys are huge hypocrites because they're constantly like, all we want to do is talk, but all they do is beat people up and don't talk. And then that one guy that was like, yeah, I did it. They're like, oh, well, fuck you. Yeah. Still, we're going to keep this going because we didn't expect you to immediately own up to it. I'm not defending the guys.
No,
I'm just saying
it.
That, like, these guys don't really have an end game other than we want to fight you and we're looking for an excuse.
Well, I think it kind of makes, well, because I watched this video at one point, or maybe I was watching a different video because I watched a few of their videos and it might be this one. But they're like beating him up again in the parking lot. He's just trying to run away. And somebody goes, just call the cops, guys. And they go, we do. They don't come. So that's why they beat him up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I don't like.
Great. No, but also the other thing, I was surprised, like finding their Twitters, like on when their videos. A lot of the comments are saying the same thing. They're like,
yeah. It's hard
hey,
to get behind
these guys.
These
suck,
guys.
But like, because I think everyone can relate to, especially because everyone points out, and we've pointed this out before too. Of when they go, don't touch me, don't touch me. But you're not touching them.
And in the video that you guys love, it's like, don't touch me, pumpkin to the head.
Well, we love the pumpkin to the head. No, we don't love the
I'm
don't
just saying
touch
it's
me.
It's ironic that as they're saying, don't touch that guy, is when he's got a pumpkin to the head. Reminds me of, I am notably and famously not a fan of whip out your phone guy. And this is like similar. Like it feels like it like exists in the same realm as whip out your phone guy, and that's probably why I don't like them.
You're a big whip out your bone guy, am I right?
I'm more of a whip out your bone guy.
Right down, brother.
Okay, we will talk. Okay.
We will.
Put that shit down.
The second he puts it down, they're just gonna beat him up.
So look.
Bring me the fucking phone.
Hey, look at your keys.
I never talked. Got hella good dick though. You said you had BBC before.
No, I would just
like... What's that?
Big black cock?
You never heard BBC?
You know what, guys? I can say that I haven't.
How are you going to win Cracker of the Year and not know BBC?
I'm not lying.
One more time.
I'm not lying.
Did you text?
Did you text this?
That other car's circling around.
That's scary. He's saying hold my phone because he's about to punch him.
Yeah.
So you're in the same messages. She says she's 13. I'm about to be 14. Is that okay with you?
Is that true?
Tell you said, how old are you?
But I never meant that.
Stop touching me, bitch. Stop touching me.
Stop touching me.
Yeah, that's just
jab to the face.
They're the most unlikable people on the planet. Even if they're doing something that's technically honorable, they're so hateable.
But keep it in the back of your mind that Dr. Pepper guy's lurking somewhere. Because when he pops up, it's so fun.
Oh, no.
Touching me, bitch.
He doesn't quite deliver what he's attempting to, but you see what he's trying for, and you're like, Dr. Pepper guy, I love that. Dr. Pepper guy doesn't try to do the, like, hey, talk to us, man. You said this, you said that. Dr. Pepper guy is always like creeping in the back, figuring out what to get and what to do.
A new way to sucker punch someone.
He's like backhoe, ready to scoop him up.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's like a slasher movie where it's like, how is Jason going to kill this guy now? Yeah, that's what I was saying. He's in the excavator. He pops out of a manhole.
Hey, touch me again. Look at this. How old are you?
Hits him with the construction code.
It's almost better that you don't see him for a little while.
Yeah, it's just that's what he's planning like Batman.
There he is.
Oh!
This guy's a psychopath.
Dr. Pepper guy. Dr. Pepper guy. Dr. Pepper guy.
No, this guy's a fucking
lunatic. No, Dr. Pepper guy rules, dude.
Yeah, that's... Whoa. Yeah, environmental damage out of nowhere. That's great. Because I was going to say, like, a parking cone? No, he got, like, the biggest one.
It's like this is SmackDown versus Raw on PS2.
That's what he's going with. I know.
Like, it doesn't quite play out.
He doesn't realize that it's bottom heavy. He thinks that the weight is distributed evenly, but it's really bottom heavy.
But I love the effort. I mean, yeah, for podcasters, he comes up with the whole, like, parking. What is that?
Like a construction pylon?
Yeah, like the whole pylon. Like, not just a cone, like the big ass fucking thing. And he tries to dunk it on him, but yeah, it's not really that effective, but it looks cool.
Does it?
It looks cool as hell.
That's when he's coming up on him, yeah. You're like, well, he's going to dunk the Kool-Aid all over him, the Gatorade all over him.
You stepped on my forces?
No, no, no. You stepped on my forces? Punch him in the face?
Hey, come on, man. I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know? Well, stepped on my shit, too.
Run!
Yeah, I think this is where they tell him to call the police.
Come on.
Yeah, there's Dr. Pepper guy, though, too. He comes in with some good shots.
He's doing open-handed attacks, though, like wrestling. Mm. They're not punches.
Come on.
Those might be punches. No,
those are all punches, every single one of those.
They won't come.
Yeah, there it was. Just call the cops, man.
No.
Just call the cops, man. It is funny because the guy's just like, all right, we get it.
They won't come.
We've already tried calling. No. It takes 30 minutes.
Hey, get in your shit. You leaking, bitch?
Let me go, man.
Get in your car. Go get in there. Get in that fucking car, bitch. Get in that car.
Whoa. Oh, Dr. Pepper guy. Oh, that's trip. That's a tough fall
right to the
right
face,
there.
Too, yeah.
Get in the fucking car, then. That's your shit. Okay. Go.
I'm going to leave you here.
We're going to leave you right here. Go.
What the fuck you learned today?
Okay, I learned it.
What did you learn, though?
I'll never do it again.
I'll never meet up with kids again.
The Dr. Pepper guy comes swinging in like a pirate on a rope. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Get in there. I ain't going to hit you. Obama!
His new name, Dr. Pepper Guy, the Dark Knight.
Absolutely.
Dr. Pepper got the Dark Knight. That's true.
Thank you, Kill the Hive Mind.
Yeah, I like that you just kind of got beat up. Like, there was a lot of punches at the end, but yeah. For the most part, you got shoved around and kind of beat up. But what are you going to do? Call the cops or Ethiopian? You can't even speak.
Well, then he tries to ask to go get his shirt, and they think about it for a second. They're like, just get out of here.
What's in there? Huh? Where's it at? Just get in your shit and go. Get the fuck out of here.
There you go. Edited on CapCut. But Dr. Pepper Guy lives. Never doubt that Dr. Pepper Guy's out there. He strikes the fear in the hearts of pedophiles everywhere.
I mean, that's probably very true. If you're one of those guys and you live in the town that they're in, if you see a Dr. Pepper shirt, you are probably like,
oh yeah.
Like for a second you're like looking. Like you see that split second of familiarity.
Oh, man. Wow. What a fucking journey. What a show that we have.
Why don't people take the CapCut out at the end?
Favorite part of the show. Maybe CapCut doesn't let you?
No, I use it for my videos. You just click it and delete it.
Even without the pro?
I think, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, Jim!
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
How's the big 2-2 so far, Jim?
Oh, man, the big 2-2. It's quite an adjustment. Shout-outs to my wonderful fiancé. Thank you for the Rizzler cake with the Rizzler Oreos. It had the chocolate shavings and like the nice chocolate frosting and like sprinkles or something on the back.
A light, fluffy, moist cake.
I'm not a chocolate cake guy, and I loved it.
Oh. It was very good.
Mike licked his plate.
But yeah, I don't know how to cut like it's like a tall, like three layers or something.
Again, Jim, Paul Hollywood himself said that when it's a tall cake, It doesn't matter if it gets mushed because it's about eating the cake.
Gotcha.
If the cake looks good when it's standing, that matters. If the layers are good underneath the cake, that's fine. It doesn't matter what happens after the knife cuts it.
Well, and when you went to figure that out, you got to listen to Bad Baby ELO remixes.
Oh. Well, we couldn't find any of those. So we had to deal with
Baby.
What was his name? Dean Davis? What was it?
Dean Davis.
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris.
Calvin
the Dean
Harris
Davis and, of the DJs.
And Bon Jovi. Well, excuse
You're
me.
You're going to love it.
And of course, I mean, the...
yeah, look to that segment soon. Jim's going to put it on YouTube because how good it was.
The never-ending battle between the fair Jim and them and the evil Corey Feldman continues. And shout-outs to Adan for hanging out in the chat and taking his criticism, taking his licks. Go report it back to your bitch, Jake Perry. Tell him what's what.
And talking then, big now that he's not here, Jim.
Yeah, I was talking big when he was here. He wouldn't call in. Now you got to make him mad. So yeah, wow, what a great show. Thank you so much for people hanging out. Much appreciated. Shout outs to the real ones in the chat. Thank you for your super chats. Thank you for your sub and your memberships. Anything else?
Thanks for just being you, everybody.
Love it. Love to hear it.
And you know what? Thanks to all of the new faces we've been seeing on the Patreon lately. It has been a whole lot of new people taking a dive, clearly liking it, and sticking around.
The number one girl cast, baby.
If you want to check out the Patreon, it's at patreon.com/JimAndThem. If you like our show and you want more content, this is not one of those crappy, like, we've got two tiers. It's $15 or $20, and regardless, you just, like...
Yeah, we have one
30.
Tier where we gamble your winnings.
Yeah, our most expensive tier with real content is like $11, I think, and you get tons of stuff from that. But there's all sorts of bonus stuff. If you like the show, if you like us, there's all sorts of fun, different styles, different types of shows on there. Jim, give the people an example of the type of stuff they're going to find if they jump on the Patreon.
We just recorded a Caddy Studs investigation, CSI Las Vegas. That's our true crime show. We've got a bunch of episodes of that readily available on our Patreon. Movie commentaries. We just watched Kraven the Hunter. I'm a little behind. It should be up, but it'll be up shortly. Ready available for this month, the first month of 2025. Watch Kraven the Hunter with your boys.
Starting it off with a bang.
Yeah, and there's a twist. Do we even tell them the twist?
No, they don't know the twist.
Oh, yeah. And then Mike and I also recorded a movies we're looking forward to for 2025, because here we are at the precipice of the year. We have so much things to look forward to let us down. So let's talk about things we're excited for and see how it pays off by the end of the year. That's a little taste. That's just a few things that are going to be available on Patreon on top of all the endless content that's readily available at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
And if you're not sure, join the free tier. Stick around. There's tons of shows on there that you can just try out and say, hey, is this for me? And odds are, based on what everybody else is doing, you're going to say yes. But if that's not enough, you can go to showsthatyouknow.com. Jim, yes. What are they going to find there?
Oh, my God. I host a podcast there. We discuss television shows with my man, Jacob Burrows. We discuss TV, new shows, TV news, past shows, rewatches. You can find that at showsthatyouknow.com. Like I said before, we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but we'll be back soon. We got a lot of new shows on the horizon. Severance Season 2. We're on the cusp.
You said that wrong. It's Horizon.
Oh, Horizon. Season 2. Apple TV. Everyone watches Apple TV except no one. The only people that watch Apple TV are Jacob and I. Plenty of shows here that have 4 viewers.
I watched the first 3 episodes of that show that had Dr. Alan Grant in it, but then his character died, so I stopped watching.
Ah, I don't even know which one that is.
It's like an alien invasion show or something. Mm.
You ever watch Sunny?
No.
You ever watch, what was one of those other shows?
I was going to watch the Godzilla show, and then I forgot.
Oh, I watched that. Yep.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Check it out. Showswhatyouknow.com.
Amazing.
Oh,
Jeff, I thought that I felt like I heard like a dot dot dot. So I thought there was more.
Ah, my bad.
Jeff, tell me about the world of the Las Vegas comedy community.
Oh my God, big week coming up. We got Roastalmania. We're eating Johnny Penis's ass. He's going down, and you see. That's how you know when you hear the horn. You know. We got the Roastal Mania Rumble, where apparently people will roast each other every 30 seconds. Won't that be good? And then me, as the title, the titular bout, listed as opening round.
Whoa!
I'm there, excited to see that. And there's a hair match. And then you'll see me featuring at Laffy Taffy at Berlin. Come see me at Berlin the 14th. But suck my dick, I'm gay.
Jeff, I have a real question for you.
Uh-huh.
Have you considered how you will act if you end up losing? Are you going to be gracious in your loss?
Yeah. I mean, it's the points aren't real and nobody wins or anything either way.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a competition, really. Other than they're just like...
But if you win, is it suddenly like a totally real competition?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to destroy him. It's over on there.
I don't think you're going to lose.
I have a Boo Radley reference.
I don't want to imply that I think you're going to lose. I was like, oh, I wonder... What happens if you're up on stage and you lose?
Greenhorn? He doesn't understand. I'm a philosopher. When I get up there and do gay Trump at him, I just do my bits, my normal bits.
Your normal set?
Yeah.
You just do a tight 10, and then he's like, huh?
Yeah. I've smoked pot. But, yeah. Come see me. Come blow me. James, bitch.
All right.
Not you, Jim. The other James.
Jams.
He's here. I keep forgetting he's still here.
Yeah, James is here. My endorsement's weird. But my endorsement is the 2017 video game Middle Earth: Shadow of War.
Ah.
It is the sequel to Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, I liked the first one.
It's so the second one is a game that, because of all the fucked up like microtransaction shit that they shoved into it, it really, like, a lot of people missed it or didn't like it. And that series is very, very good. And then they've gone off and they've been working on the Wonder Woman game for like a fucking decade, it feels like. And so it's easy to forget that series rules and that they ended up like saying our bad and patching all of that shit out. And now the game just kind of exists like a normal game would. And for some reason, I was just like bored and I wanted to play a comfort game. So I started playing that and I was like, oh yeah, this game fucking rules. Middle Earth: Shadow of War, the sequel to Shadow of Mordor, the Lord of the Rings style, like the Assassin's Creed meets action open world game.
Yeah. It's like,
very, very good. It's got the cool thing with the orcs that all have different personalities and build stuff and you take them over. It's a very, very good game. If you haven't played it, go back and do yourself a favor and remind yourself why that game is very good. That's my weird endorsement.
Ooh. Nice.
Middle Earth: Shadow of War.
Nice. Hell yes. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
We're
self. Thank you, Bubbles.